This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد الفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر صدق الله العظيم Honorable علماء respected elders and brothers Salah is the second pillar of Islam, which comes number two in position after Shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. And Salah is at the center of everything in life. Our life revolves around Salah. Our meetings, our conferences, our functions, every activity of ours revolves around Salah. What time is Salah? What time is Salah? Where will I perform my Salah? Everything revolves around Salah. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana fi mihnati ahlihi fa'idha habarati salah kharaja ila salah. The Prophet of Allah would be busy in the house with his household work, but the minute the time for salah entered, the minute the muadhin called out hayya ala salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dropped everything and he answered the call of the muadhin. Everything in our life revolves around Salah. Salah is a means of connecting a bondsman with his Creator. It is through Salah we communicate with our Lord. It is through Salah we gain proximity to Him. It is through Salah we solve our problems in this world and the hereafter. And it is such an important commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that under no circumstances is salah forgiven. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this issue. You are in a situation where there's imminent danger surrounding you and your life is at risk. What is the command at that moment? Is salah forgiven or not? Allah says, we'll make concession, but we will not forgive salah. Your life is in danger. There's imminent danger, but salah is not forgiven. What is the concession? This concession is known as salatul khawf. It's a special way of performing salah. Allah says, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ فَأَقَمْتَ لَهُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَلْتَقُمْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ مَعَكَ وَلْيَأْخُذُوا أَسْلِحَتَهُمْ فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فَلْيَكُونُ مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ. O Nabi of Allah, if you happen to be in a dangerous situation and the time of salah approaches, then divide your men into two groups. One group will read the first rak'ah behind you with the weapons in their hands. When the first rak'ah is completed, وَلْتَأْتِ طَائِفَةٌ أُخْرَى لَمْ يُصَلُّوا فَلْيُصَلُّوا مَعْكَ. When the first rak'ah is completed, group A will leave you and they will go out to protect the others. Group B will come and join you in the second rak'ah. When the salah is completed, each group will also complete their salah. Your life is at danger, but salah is not forgiven. We will change the format altogether, but we will not forgive salah. The man is walking. The man is changing his direction. The general ruling and the general principle is that if a man, if he's standing in salah and if his chest turns away from the qibla, his salah is broken. But in salatul khawf, there's walking, there's movements, there's change of direction, yet the salah is valid. Subhanallah. If salah is not forgiven under such difficult circumstances, under such dangerous circumstances, how can salah ever be forgiven in normal day-to-day circumstances? فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ فَرِجَالًا أَوْ رُكْبَانًا. Allah says, if life is at a threatening situation, then walk and read salah. If that is not possible, ride on your camel, ride on your horseback and perform salah. But salah is not forgiven. Ya Allah, it is not forgiven under any circumstances. Ya Imran, salli qa'iman, fa'in lam tastati' faqa'idan, fa'in lam tastati' fa'ala jam. Rawahu al-Bukhari. O Imran, perform salah standing. If you cannot perform salah standing, sit and perform salah. If you cannot sit and perform salah whilst lying down. But salah is not forgiven. If a person cannot perform salah physically, then by indication, the person should perform salah. Look at the importance attached to this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna awwala ma yuhasabu bihi al-'abdu min 'amalihi salah. The first question that Allah will raise on a day of Qiyamah, the first thing that Allah will bring to the fore is salah. فَإِن صَلُحَتْ فَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ وَأَنْجَحَ. If his salah is in order, everything else will fall in place. وَإِن فَسَدَتْ خَابَ وَخَسِرَ. And if his salah is not intact, if his salah is not in place, then everything else will be in shambles. If you cannot perform wudu, make tayammum. But salah is not forgiven. Brothers, salah is not sent to us of making life difficult, but rather Allah has given us salah to solve our problems. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Allah says, successful are those people who are performing salah. Successful. Successful in this world and successful in the year after. If you put salah ahead of you, everything else will fall in place. Our entire life should revolve around salah. And if our life is not on salah, then we should try to bring it on salah. Because the promises of Allah are so great. The promises of Allah are so great that the words of the hadith mention, إِنِّي افْتَرَدْتُ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِكَ خَمْسَ صَلَوَاتٍ وَعَهَدْتُ عِنْدِي عَهْدًا أَنَّهُ مَنْ حَافَظَ عَلَيْهِنَّ أَدْخَلْتُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. O Nabi of Allah, we have made 5 times salah compulsory on your ummah. And if your ummah fulfills this duty of theirs, I take responsibility for them to enter into Jannah. Don't we want Jannah? Is that not our final abode? Is that not the place where we belong? Is that not our place of return? Doesn't every person want to be in Jannah? And here's the opportunity. Knocking at your door 5 times a day. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala salah. Come to salah. And what is the muadzin saying? Hayya ala al-falah. Come to success. Allah has kept the success of both the worlds in salah. How is it possible that we live in the close vicinity of the masjid where we hear the adhan being called out 5 times a day and our hearts don't tremble, our hearts do not respond to the call of the muadhin. How is it possible? How is it possible? A person who comes onto salah, his life will be in order. His marital home will be in order. His business will be in order. Everything of life will be in order for him. Because the promises of Allah are there. And the blessings of Allah are there. لَنْ يَلِجَ النَّارَ أَحَدٌ صَلَّى قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. The words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amazing, authentic narration. Listen to this. The word lan in the Arabic language denotes emphasis. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, never will a person enter Jahannam, a person who performs before sunrise and before sunset, meaning the Fajr Salah and the Asr Salah. Never, the words of the hadith, never will a person see Jahannam, a person who performs the Fajr Salah and the Asr Salah. Can we ever doubt the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? If he is saying that never will a person enter Jahannam, that means the person will pass away as a Muslim. Because in order to enter Jannah, you need to be a believer. Here the Prophet of Allah is saying, you will die as a Muslim also indirectly. Our life revolves around Salah. If the time of Salah enters and you are faced with two situations, do I finish my task or do I attend to the call of the Adhan? The test lies there. If a person gives preference to his worldly affairs, then 9 out of 10, that task remains incomplete. But if a person answers the call of the Muadhin, Allahu Akbar, Salah is performed and the man's task is also completed. Try it out. It's tried and tested. Look at the promises of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ نَهْرًا بِبَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ يَغْتَسِلُ فِيهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ 5 مَرَّاتٍ هَلْ بَقِيَ عَلَى بَدَنِهِ مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٍ. The Prophet of Allah is asking the Sahaba, tell me, O my Sahaba, if there's a stream running in front of your house, if there's flowing water in front of your house, and a man's perform ghusl, a man takes a bath 5 times a day, will there remain any dirt on his body? They said, no, O Nabi of Allah, there'll be no dirt. The Prophet of Allah said, same is the effect of salah when it is performed regularly. Allah wipes out the sins of a person for whatever he has committed. Allahu Akbar. I can safely say I've got enough sins in my life. I'm sure each one of us sitting here today wants his sins to be forgiven by Allah. There's the opportunity. There's the opportunity. 5 times a day. Allah is waiting 5 times a day. Look at the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Aba Dharr, إن العبد المسلم إذا صلى صلاة يريد بها وجه الله. أو أبو ذر, when a person performs salah to earn the pleasure of Allah. The Prophet of Allah was speaking to Abu Dharr. There was a tree nearby. The Prophet of Allah shook the branch and the leaves started falling in large numbers. The Prophet of Allah said, O Abu Dharr, when a person performs salah, Allah makes his sins fall off just as these leaves are falling off in large numbers. Brothers, there's ample opportunities for us to change. There's ample opportunities for us to come closer to Allah. Understand the context of salah. Salah was not given to this ummah to make it difficult for them. The Prophet of Allah loses his beloved wife. He loses his uncle in the same year. He goes to Taif. He's pelted for miles on end. And the Prophet of Allah is sad. He's feeling down. He's feeling broken. How does Allah console him? How does Allah console him? Allah takes him to the heavens. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Allah says, we took our servant from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Masjid al-Aqsa and then to the heavens, and we gave him the best gift. We gave him the best gift as a means of consolation. What was it? What was it? It was salah. Every command of Allah came down to the earth. Zakat came down to the earth. Hajj came down to the earth. And likewise, every other injunction came down. But for salah, Allah called Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the heavens and presented him with this gift and gave it to him as a token of consolation and a means of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep the context in mind and see how the Prophet of Allah felt that whenever he was faced with any difficulty in his life, salah was the first resort. Salah was the first avenue he resorted to. Brothers, how do we come onto salah? That's the question. The answer is simple. Where there's a will, there's a way. A person is willing to travel 60 to 70 to 80 to 90 kilometers to work because he has the will behind that. He'll wake up 4 o'clock in the morning. He'll wake up 5 o'clock in the morning. He'll sit in traffic. He'll sit 1 hour commuting. He'll sit 1 hour coming back. But he'll work for 10, 20 and 30 years as long as he's employed there. Why? There's a will there. Wherever there's a will, there's a way. And when a person does not want to do anything, then there's enough excuses. There's enough excuses not to do it. I'm running late. I've got a meeting to catch. I've got this errand to finish. I've got to finish this. I've got to finish that. When a person puts salah in front of everything else, he'll find enough excuses to leave everything else and perform salah. So number one, willpower. A man who sleeps at night with the intention of waking up for Fajr, Allah's Qasam, he'll wake up for Fajr. It's tried and tested. A person who sleeps at night without the intention of Fajr, he won't wake up. And even if he happens to wake up, he won't go to the masjid. Because there's no intention. There's no willpower. There's no inclination towards salah. So number one is to create the willpower. Number two is to read of the virtues of salah. What has Allah kept in this? Number three is to conscientize the people around us. Because if I remind my wife, she will remind me. If I remind my children will remind me. And there will be an environment of salah in our homes. And fourthly, whilst we are traveling, keep a prayer mat in the boot. Make sure you've got three things. A pair of sandals, a jug for making istinja, and number three, your prayer mat. Wherever you are, no matter which condition you may be, when the time of salah comes, make sure that you are fulfilling the command of Allah. And I'm telling you, if you have the intention, then no one, as in no one, can come in your way, and nothing, as in nothing, can come in your way, because you've made Allah your objective. Salah signifies our servitude to Allah. We are telling Allah that you are priority number one in our life. When the muadhin says hayya ala al-falah, and when the muadhin calls out hayya ala salah, oh Allah, I am putting you in front of everything. I am putting you ahead of everything. I am putting you ahead of my job, ahead of my family, ahead of my career, ahead of my profession, ahead of my activities of the day. Oh Allah, you come first. And I'm asking the question, if we taking out the time for Allah, will Allah not solve our problems? Will Allah not solve our problems? Will Allah not solve our problems? Is Allah so merciless that we take out time for Him and He's not going to respond to us? Is it possible, brothers? Is it possible that something like that would happen? Ya Allah, remember the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I end off on these words. لَنْ يَلِجَ النَّارَ أَحَدٌ صَلَّى قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. A person will never enter Jahannam, a person who performs before sunrise and before sunset. If we want to go to Jannah, if we want to be in the company of the prophets, if we want to be in the company of our Creator, then Salah is the way to go. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to fulfill His commandment. And really, may Allah give us the ability to perform 5 times Salah. Brothers, Shaitan will deceive us. He's a master at this. You know, how can Allah forgive you? You haven't been performing Salah for so many years and now suddenly you're going to become a buzrug overnight. That's the tactic that Shaitan uses. Never let Shaitan get in the way. Even if you are breaking the commands of Allah, then too we've got no excuse to forgo Salah. Let us perform Salah and everything else will come right in life, inshaAllah. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. Allah.